Well, we're just past mid-February. Of course, this is a leap year, so we get an extra day coming on at the end of the month.
That's right.
Yeah, so once every 4 years, we get that leap year. Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of your publication is tailored toward the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. We're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. So, this calving season, make sure you subscribe to Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to find out more. Here we are on the 15th day of February 2024. The month is flying by, much like January kind of flew by us as well.
I know.
What do you have to share for us today, Kim?
I've got a piece called The Gray-Haired Brigade. And I've got, in the piece that I had submitted, it says it was written in 2012, but I can't find out who the writer is. Actually, what I found is a lot of articles that kind of have the same information in them. So I don't know who originally got that information started, but it's kind of interesting. I thought that it's just a variety of people who said it.
Okay,
they refer to us as senior citizens, old fogies, geezers, and in some cases, dinosaurs. Some of us are baby boomers getting ready to retire. Others have been retired for some time. We walk a little slower these days, and our eyes and hearing are not what they once were. We have worked hard, raised our children, worshipped our God, and grown old together. Yes, we are the ones some refer to as being over the hill, and that is probably true. But before writing us off completely, there are a few things that need to be taken into consideration. In school, we studied English, history, math, and science, which enabled us into the technological age. Most of us remember what outhouses were, many of us with firsthand experience. We remember the days of telephone party lines, 25-cent gas, and milk and ice being delivered to our homes. For those of you who don't know what an icebox is, today they are electric and referred to as refrigerators. A few even remember when cars were started with a crank. Yes, we lived those days. We were probably considered old-fashioned and outdated by many, but there were a few things you need to remember before completely writing us off. We won World War II, fought in Korea and Vietnam. We can quote the Pledge of Allegiance and know where to place our hand while doing so. We wore the uniform of our country with pride and lost many friends on the battlefield. We didn't fight for the socialist states of America. We fought for the land of the free and the home of the brave. We wore different uniforms but carried the same flag. We know the words to the Star-Spangled Banner, America, and America the Beautiful by heart, and you may even see some tears running down our cheeks as we sing. We have lived what many of you have only read about in history books, and we feel no obligation to apologize to anyone for America. Yes, we are old and slow these days, but rest assured we have at least one good fight left in us. We have loved this country, fought for it, and died for it, and now we are going to save it. It is our country, and nobody's going to take it away from us. We took oaths to defend America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that is an oath we plan to keep. There are those who want to destroy this land we love, but like our founders, there is no way we are going to remain silent. So, folks, the next time you have a chance to say the Pledge of Allegiance, stand up, put your hand over your heart, honor our country, and thank God for the old geezers of the Gray-Haired Brigade.
All right. Very well. Thanks for sharing that, Kim. And I guess I might as well do the great truths about life that old people have learned. A few of those for you today on The Good Stuff. Hey, forget the health food. I need all the preservatives I can get. Number three, when you fall down, you wonder what else you can do while you're down there.
Hey, that is good thinking.
It's frustrating when you know all the answers, but nobody bothers to ask you the questions.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And wisdom comes with age, but sometimes age comes alone.
Uh-oh.
So the advice is enjoy life. It's the only earthly one you get. So there are a few great truths about life that old people have learned. And that was from, those were sent in by Dorothy Rustabaki a while back to The Good Stuff.
Oh, and Mike, we're almost out of time, but I'm going to poke these couple of last items in. How about this one for a shocking fact? Did you know 5% of lottery ticket buyers buy 51% of all the tickets sold?
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And a staggering 74% of us are influenced by how much we can win in a lottery as opposed to the odds of us winning.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that today, right here on The Good Stuff.